Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Bill is chief economist of the NFIB, professor of economics at Temple University, one of the smartest guys I know, and he is, I don't know anybody who's worked harder or longer than he has to help small business owners understand what's going on in the marketplace, in the economy. I know since 1973 he's been polling you and putting together the NFIB survey of economic small business optimism, I should say, and that's the name of the report. And we're the happy beneficiaries of that report, and have been now for more than 12 years. And he's here right now, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, always good to be with you, sir.
Good to have you back, Bill. Thanks for hanging out with us. You've been in the news lately. I mean, I see your report being touted around the media on television, for example, a lot of times. But this month is really, you guys are getting a lot of airtime this month.
Yeah, but for a bad reason,
for the
right?
it's a little ignominious this time, isn't it?
You know, there are two ways to make news. You make the news programs with good news and with bad news. Unfortunately,
right. Getting an award or being arrested. Either way, you're going to be in the news, right?
Right. Exactly.
Well, so, the economy has become a little bit arrested, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's, dramatically slowed down over where we were, a few months ago when we were talking about this. It just isn't going anywhere. But what we did see was the optimism index fall 3 full points, which is really a major change in the index. And now it's down at 91.4. If you looked at our last 38 years and say, well, what percent of the time, were we below 90, or, say 95 or 94, down that low, and when did it occur, you'd find that almost all the occurrences have been in the last four or five years, right here in this recession period. Mm-hmm. So, the index is still down in recession territory, and it really, fell across the board. We have 10 components in the index. The only one to improve was the outlook for financing. It got 2 points better, so mm-hmm. it'd be easier to get your money. Mm-hmm. But nobody's complaining about that anyway. But everything else fell. We have 40% of the decline came in expectations for sales and business conditions out in the 3 to 6 months period. And then, of course, another 40% of the decline came from more weakness in hiring plans and mm-hmm. inventory investment plans and capital spending plans. So
how much do you think of this decline? It's obviously a response to business conditions. When you poll a small business about their attitude, it's going to be directly related to business conditions. But how much right. do you think those business conditions are associated with real structural headwinds, and how much of it do you think is between our ears?
Well, I think it's real. Consumers aren't spending. Again, consumer spending is 70% of the economy, 70% of GDP. And consumers aren't spending. Now, part of the reason they're not spending is that, this recession was a result of that big debt adustment. So there is a holdback on spending because people are still paying kind of high monthly payments on all that debt that they mm-hmm. incurred. Mm-hmm. So that certainly slows spending down. But I think people are really afraid of the future. Europe is in the news all the time.
Right.
Governments are failing in Europe, basically. That's right. The message we're getting. And they look at us and say, well, wait a minute, we're on the same fiscal path that all those other governments are on.
I can't remember in my career as much global bad economic news, foreboding news. Do you?
No, that's, you know, it is. It's very.
Folks, I'm sorry to say that. I don't
not
like
cheery.
I don't like to talk about it, but that's, you know, we have to report on these things, and that's the reality, isn't it? I mean, even Main Street folks in the United States know about Greece basically being insolvent, and Spain,
and this, of course,
and et cetera.
And this is nothing. This is no surprise. What's going on? We've been predicting this problem.
Yep.
You know, for decades, actually, said, look, you can't stay on this track. Mm-hmm. Sooner or later, the debt super cycle ends. And that's when we reach a point where, you know, we really just can't pay back
and the
chickens debt we've incurred.
The chickens, as my grandmother would have said, have now come home to roost.
Exactly. So we have to declare winners and losers move on.
That's where we are right now. We're going to talk some specifics about Bill's most recent survey right after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.